Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Brian Mattimore back on the show. Brian is the president and the co-founder of the Growth Engine Company. It's an innovation agency that he helps companies like yours and mine get out of our own way, find out how to become a little bit more than maybe we thought we could be. He's put it all into a book called Idea Stormers, How to Lead, Inspire, Creative Breakthroughs. And he's here to talk to us about how you and I can do that this year. Brian Mattimore, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Jen. I was so excited because I think your idea of talking about Idea Stormers in the new year is a great idea.
Well, let's do it because, you've got some ideas along these lines. What are some things, and let's make sure that you know, this thing we're going to be talking about, folks. We're not just dusting off some old stuff. This is new thinking for 2013, right, Brian?
Well, it is, and you know, the stuff that I'll share. I mean, this stuff has been validated with hundreds of companies. This stuff works in terms of both getting ideas and then bringing ideas to market. So, the stuff in my book, I mean, it's been validated over really literally hundreds and hundreds of different ideation sessions and innovation projects. So, this stuff works. In terms of what, you know, we could share, I have a whole bunch of thoughts on you know, how to begin to institutionalize. I don't like that word, but make it a habit, if you will. That's
many,
probably
many
way
people
to think
I should be institutionalized. So that's probably, that's probably not a good idea.
I do think that the more successful companies are the ones that don't see generating ideas and innovations as a one shot. You know, it's not something they do once every 6 months and then move off.
One of my mentors used to say to me when he would talk to me about things that he wanted me to learn, that he wanted me to keep for the rest of my life, he would say, Jim, this is not a means to an end, it's a way of life.
I like that.
And that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
Generating ideas should be a way of life.
In the 21st century, innovation can't be an event. It has to be your breath, your life, your heartbeat.
Absolutely. I think that is unbelievably well said. I couldn't agree more. And so how do you make it a habit? You know, how do you make sure you do it? You know, I mean, it could be as simple as having, you know, an idea storm in Monday, you know, and you spend an hour with your team. I mean, it's not something you have to do all day, every day, but if you can, you know, if you can do it, you know, once a week, start generating ideas, you'll find that people start coming to you with ideas, your employees, your coworkers,
and so you start, what you're saying is if you're the leader and you start doing this, you can start creating a culture of ideation, of idea stormers.
Absolutely. And you know, one thing I would recommend is that for the leaders there, that they challenge their coworkers and themselves not to come up with answers to start, but really to be creative about what the challenges are. Because, you know, when you say to somebody, you know, bring me some ideas, people tend not to do that, frankly.
Right.
But if you say, bring me some challenges, boy, you're going to be deluged with
those.
Well,
yeah, you can't be just random about things like that. You need to be a little more specific. You need to say, "Hey, John, I'm a little concerned, or I'm a little curious, or I'm kind of excited about the delivery department, or the warehouse, or whatever. And I'd like for you to take a look at this and tell me what you think."
Yeah, or
because
or,
if you do that, it's not only an assignment, but it gives them a quadrant to think about. It doesn't ask them to solve the world's problems, and at least start there. What do you think?
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. And you know, for this idea storm on Monday, you could you know, say you asked all your coworkers, give me a challenge, and you got 25 or 30 or 40 or 50 of these things. You could take one of these each week and get everybody in your group coming up with ideas against the you know, the warehouse challenge or the manufacturing challenge or the selling challenge, whatever it is.
Well, what about this? What about you tell people don't go to a lot of trouble to make sure it will work. If you think it's something we need to do, how we actually wind up doing it is for down the road. It's for all of us to help you decide. But you see what I mean? Maybe you don't
I love it.
Don't try to bring us the perfectly packaged issue, idea, and solution.
I that's absolutely true. The whole point of getting together is to take a you know, like a little baby, if you will, a baby idea, and nurture and grow that into a full-fledged adult or concept. So, you know, leverage the people around you to help make that thing better. Absolutely.
Yeah. So how do you get started though? I mean, how do you if you've never done anything like this? I mean, we got people listening saying,
yep.
My people would think I'd gone crazy. They'd think I'd been smoking dope if I came and started talking about this. How would you get something like this started?
Well, it's pretty easy. I mean, one of the things that, I mean, this may sound a little far out, but it's not. One of the things that we do is we have people they can question the assumptions about their business. So you do a little exercise and say, what are all the assumptions we have? And once you question those, that simple act of questioning assumptions will lead to some new ideas. That's one thing they can do. They could also, there's a technique in my book called problem redefinition where you take a challenge and redefine it. So, you know, how do we sell more life insurance or whatever? And you say, right. Well, who else could the we be? How else can we sell? And how else do we think about life insurance? And you redefine those sentences.
If you have any kind of a company, a home improvement company, whatever it might be.
Doesn't matter.
And you said, okay, folks, we need more prospects in 2013. Yeah, yep. I know we need more customers, but they can't become customers until they become prospects. So let's take our blinders off. Let's all imagine, come up with the craziest, wackiest ideas if you want to. Let's decide where could we possibly find more prospects.
Absolutely. And the we, if you redefine that more broadly, the we could be not only us, but it could be our friends, it could be our relatives, it could be our suppliers, it could be clients of clients, et cetera, et cetera. And as you open that up, then the possibilities improve.
Is this a little wisdom of crowds kind of thing?
Absolutely, it's the wisdom of crowds.
Let's talk about that a little bit more when we come back after these messages. Folks, I know you got a crowd at your business. I don't know whether you guys are wise or not, but we're going to get Brian Matamore to help us find that out after these messages. His book is called Idea Stormers, 20 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.